Welcome, brave soul, to a month of chills and ghostly thrills. You've tuned in to The Medium Matters, where we're celebrating the haunting season with a spine-tingling series that will leave you breathless. As the leaves turn crimson and the nights grow longer, we invite you to join us for a haunting journey through the supernatural. Get ready to explore the dark corners of history, meet restless spirits, and discover the secrets that lurk within the walls of some of the most haunted places. So say your prayers, dim the lights, and settle in for our Halloween frights. Oh, and don't forget to check under your bed. You never know who or what is lurking.
Happiest day, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone is living their best spooky life. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're exploring five of the most haunted dolls in history. We're talking whispers, footsteps in the night, the whole works. So lock your doors, check under your bed, and let's play with some creepy dolls, shall we? Let's start our journey overseas with an eerie tale about Okiku, the haunted doll from Japan that's been freaking people out for over a century. So picture this. It's 1918 in Hokkaido, Japan. A 17-year-old boy named Aikichi Suzuki is at this big exposition in Sapporo, and he spots this cute little doll with a bob haircut. He thinks, hey, my 2-year-old sister Okiku would love this. So he buys it and he brings it home. So little Okiku absolutely adores this doll. I mean, she's practically inseparable from it. She sleeps with it, she carries it everywhere, the whole nine yards. But here's where things take a dark turn. The following year, Okiku catches a nasty cold. Some versions of the story say it was pneumonia, and others claim it was yellow fever. Either way, the outcome is super tragic, and Okiku ends up passing away. Now, as you can imagine, the family is devastated. They keep Okiku's ashes in an urn on the family's altar, and they place her beloved doll right next to her. It's like they're keeping the two of them together. So every day, the family prays at this altar, remembering their sweet Okiku. And after a few months, they start to notice something odd. The doll, which originally had a short bob haircut, now has hair reaching to its shoulders. At this point, the family's thinking, okay, maybe Okiku's spirit is living inside the doll. Despite regular trimmings, the doll's hair eventually reaches her knees. The family ends up donating the doll to the Meninji Temple, where monks will look after her. The monks at the shrine designed to trim the hair, thinking that'll be the end of it. But no, it grows right back. That's when the family asked the temple to keep the doll permanently, praying over it to keep Okiku's spirit calm. The doll is still at that temple in Hokkaido to this day. And get this, they still have to trim its hair regularly because it just keeps growing. Scientists who've examined the doll have been unable to explain the hair growth. Some believe that Okiku's spirit inhabits the doll, causing this supernatural occurrence. Visitors to the temple report feeling an otherworldly presence around the doll, and some even claim to have seen it blink or move slightly. Whether you believe in the supernatural or not, you have to admit it is a pretty hair-raising tale. See what I did there? All right, gather around for another spooky story because I'm about to tell you the chilling tale of Juliet the doll. So this isn't your average creepy doll story. Oh no. This one's about a generational curse that'll make your skin crawl. So picture this. It's the early 1900s and a young woman is about to have her second baby. She already has a beautiful little girl and now she's expecting a gorgeous baby boy. Sounds pretty normal, right? Well, here's where things take a dark turn. This young woman has a so-called friend who's apparently green with envy. This jealous friend decides to give her a gift, a doll named Juliet. Now, you'd think a doll would be a nice present, but this one, it is bad news from the get-go. 3 days after the baby boy is born, tragedy strikes. The baby passes away, seemingly for no reason at all. It is so heartbreaking, but sadly, it's just the beginning of this family's nightmare. Fast forward a few decades, and we've got 4 generations of women in this family, each with the same horrifying experience. They all have 2 kids, 1 girl and 1 boy, And every single time without fail, the baby boy dies just 3 days after being born. It's like clockwork, and it is absolutely terrifying. So what does this have to do with the doll? Well, here's the kicker. The family believes that Joliet is cursing them. They think the doll is somehow claiming these baby boys, trapping their souls inside itself until Judgment Day. I know, it sounds wild, but stick with me here. The latest woman in this cursed lineage is named Anna. Anna has shared the family's story, and let me tell you, it's enough to give you nightmares. According to Anna, this doll isn't just sitting there looking pretty. Oh no, this doll is active. They can hear Joliet giggling, and not just any giggle, mind you, but the kind that sends straight up chills right down your spine. It happens when someone makes a mistake, like Joliet is mocking them. And it's not just giggles. They hear full-on infant screams and cries coming from Joliet. Anna swears that the doll's voice changes with each generation. It's like it's mimicking the cries of each lost baby boy. And if that's not creepy enough, they've heard tiny footsteps in the night. Given this history and reign of terror, why don't they just get rid of this doll? Well, that's the other kicker. They've tried, but apparently Joliet always finds her way back. The family is convinced that all those baby boys who died are trapped inside Joliet, and they're scared to get rid of it because they don't want to harm the souls of their lost sons. It is a horrifying situation. They're stuck with this cursed object out of love for the babies they've lost. Anna says she's tried everything. Mediums, psychics, paranormal investigators, even the clergy. But no one seems to be able to help. Most of them just think she's off her rocker. But Anna knows what she's experienced. She feels it in her bones that this is a real curse. All right, so my lovely friend, buckle up, because I'm about to tell you the bizarre and chilling tale of Harold the Doll. So this isn't just your run-of-the-mill creepy doll story. Oh no, this one comes complete with some eBay backstory, mysterious deaths, and even paranormal activity. So picture this. It's early 2000s and eBay is all the rage. People are selling everything under the sun on there. But one day, this guy decides to post something a little, let's say, different. Enter Harold, the supposedly haunted doll. So the seller's story goes a little like this. He's at a flea market just minding his own business, looking for some cool antiques, when he spots this beat up old doll. So he thinks, hey, that doll's kind of charming, and goes to ask about it. The old man who's selling the doll looks like he's about to burst into tears. He tells the buyer that the doll belonged to his son who passed away years ago, and the doll has just been sitting in his work shed for over 60 years. So our eBay seller buys the doll for $20 and quickly finds it is the worst $20 he will likely ever spend. After bringing the doll home, his life starts falling apart. His cat dies, his girlfriend leaves him, and he starts getting these insanely painful migraines. So what does he do? He decides it must be the doll, a cursed doll at that, and decides to put it on eBay. But he's not trying to pull a fast one. He's actually upfront about all the weird stuff that's been happening. He even warns potential buyers that he's keeping the doll in a coffin and hasn't taken it out in years. So, needless to say, the listing ends up going viral. We're talking over 100,000 views for Harold the Doll. People are fascinated by this creepy doll and its supposed curse. The bidding war is intense, and eventually, someone wins the auction for a whopping $700. But the winning bidder doesn't end up paying, so it goes to the second highest bidder, who gets Harold for $300. But even they can't handle the doll's creepy vibes and end up selling it to another family. Now, this is where the story gets a little dark, or darker. A friend of the original seller ends up with Harold, and some seriously messed up stuff starts to happen. One of her friends comes over to see the doll, and a month later, develops a brain tumor and dies. Another friend checks out Harold, and a month after that, falls down a flight of stairs to his death. I mean, coincidence? Maybe, but isn't it enough to make you think twice about antique dolls? It is for me. So the woman who has Harold now swears she hears noises downstairs at night. One night, she went to check it out, and there's Harold sitting in a chair, looking like he's smiling at her. I can't even. She says she always feels like she's being watched when Harold's around. Her friends and family won't go anywhere near this doll. So now, poor Harold is locked away in her basement. And I know what you're thinking. This all sounds a bit far-fetched, right? Well, there's actually a whole book about Harold's escapades. A man named Anthony Quinata bought Harold on eBay back in 2004 and spent years trying to figure out what the deal was with this doll. He describes it as trying to solve a 1,000-piece puzzle with all the pieces missing and no picture to go by. He even took the doll out of the public eye for a while, hiding it in a storage unit. But in 2013, he decided to pick up the investigation again. Quinata claims he ended up in a confrontation with evil itself and discovered who really owns the doll. Is Harold the doll really cursed, possessed, or is it all just a bunch of coincidences? Who knows? But one thing's for sure, I will not be picking up any antique dolls anytime soon. All right, settle in for more frights because I'm about to take you on a journey to one of the creepiest places on Earth, the Island of the Dolls, or La Isla de las Muñecas. This place is like something straight out of a horror movie, I kid you not. So, picture this. You're floating down these ancient Aztec canals in Mexico City, surrounded by lush greenery and peaceful waters. Everything's calm and serene, right? Wrong. Suddenly you turn a corner and bam, you are face to face with hundreds, if not thousands, of old decaying dolls hanging from trees and strung up on clotheslines. It is a nightmare come to life. Now, you're probably wondering, how on earth did this creepy doll paradise come to be? Well, let me tell you. So it all started back in the 1950s with a man named Don Julian, who was a bit of a loner. He decided to leave his family behind and move to this tiny island in the Xochimilco canals. Now, why he did this, no one's quite sure. Maybe he was running from something, or maybe he just wanted some peace and quiet. Either way, he ended up on this little patch of land that would soon become infamous. So legend has it that not long after Don Julian moved to the island, he made a chilling discovery. He found the body of a young girl who had drowned in the canal. Can you even imagine? There he is trying to start a new life, and he stumbles on this tragic scene. Now, here's where it gets a little weird. Shortly after he found the girl's body, Don Julian spots a doll floating in the same canal. And in his mind, this doll must have belonged to the drowned girl. So what does he do? He hangs it from a tree as a sign of respect, hoping to appease the girl's spirit. But Don Julian didn't stop there. He became convinced that the island was haunted by the girl's spirit. He started hearing whispers, footsteps, and all sorts of spooky stuff. So, in his mind, the logical thing to do was to collect more dolls. And boy, did he collect. For the next 50 years, yes, you heard that right, half of a century, Don Julian scoured the canals and trash heaps for discarded dolls. He would trade his homegrown fruits and vegetables for dolls from locals, and he became obsessed, hanging these dolls all over the island to appease the spirit of the drowned girl and protect himself from evil. In 2001, Don Julian's nephew comes to visit the island. They're out fishing in the canals, and Don Julian starts singing, saying he hears mermaids calling to him. His nephew steps away for a bit, and when he comes back, he finds Don Julian's body floating in the canal in the same exact spot where he claimed to have found this little girl all those years ago. After Don Julian's death, word got out about this creepy island full of dolls. The island became a tourist attraction with people coming from all over to gawk at the eerie spectacle. Some visitors claim the dolls are alive. They say they've seen the dolls move their heads, arms, and even open their eyes. Others swear they can hear the dolls whispering to each other. These days, Don Julian's family runs the island as a tourist spot. People can take boat rides out there, walk among the dolls, and even leave offerings. Some people change the dolls' clothes or bring new dolls to add to the collection. It's like this weird mix of a memorial, an art installation, and a ghost story all rolled into one. If you ever find yourself in Mexico City and you're feeling brave, why not take a trip out to the Island of the Dolls and see it for yourself? Just don't blame me if you have nightmares. Are you ready for more? Good, because I'm about to tell you the spine-chilling tale of Mandy the Doll, Canada's very own haunted antique that's been freaking people out for decades. So, picture this. It's 1991, and the Quesnel Museum in British Columbia gets this donation of an old beat-up doll. We're talking cracked face, sinister smile, the whole nine yards. This doll, later named Mandy, was already pushing 90 years old when she arrived at the museum. But here's the kicker. The woman who donated her had a pretty creepy reason for getting rid of her. So this woman, the previous owner, tells the museum staff about some seriously weird stuff going on in her home. She says she would wake up in the middle of the night to the sound of a baby crying. Scary, right? But here's the thing. There was no baby in the house. This phantom crying would echo up from the basement loud enough to wake the dead. And every time she'd work up the courage to go check it out, all she'd find was an open window. No baby, no nothing. Just Mandy sitting there with a creepy smile. So the previous owner decides enough is enough and ships Mandy off to the museum. And wouldn't you know it, as soon as Mandy's out of the house, the crying stops. Coincidence? I think not. But Mandy's reign of terror is far from over. Oh no, she was just getting started. As soon as she takes up residence in the museum, strange things start happening. We're talking full-on poltergeist activity here. Lunches disappearing from the fridge, only to turn up in a random drawer. Pens, books, display items, poof, gone without a trace. And get this, a lot of the stuff that disappeared has never been found. So, at first the museum staff put Mandy on display facing the entrance. But let me tell you, that did not last long. Visitors would come in, take one look at Mandy with her cracked face and that sinister grin, and get straight up heebie-jeebies. So they moved her to her own little case away from the other dolls. Why? Well, rumor had it that Mandy would harm the other dolls if she was left alone with them. Talk about a mean girl. But Mandy wasn't too happy about being isolated. The staff would come in to find paper scattered all over her room like she'd thrown a full-on temper tantrum. And that's not even the weirdest part. People started reporting all sorts of paranormal activity around Mandy. We're talking drained batteries, cameras going haywire, the works. Some people even swear they've seen her eyes follow them around the room or that she blinks. And moving on her own? Yep, Mandy's been known to do a little teleporting between display cases. In 1999, Mandy got her 15 minutes of fame when she was featured in a book called Supernatural Stories Around British Columbia. After that, people started flocking to the museum to see her. And let me tell you, Mandy did not disappoint. One visitor said her camera light started flashing on and off every 5 seconds when she was near Mandy, but worked fine as soon as she left the room. But here's the thing about Mandy. She's not all bad. The museum staff say she's never done anything truly sinister. It's more like she just wants attention. If she's feeling ignored, she'll act up. But if you give her a little TLC, she calms right down. Just like a little kid. Some of the staff even carry her around the building when she's acting up, or sit her on their lap while they work late at night. Now, nobody knows for sure how Mandy got her supernatural mojo. There is a legend floating around that a little girl got trapped in a basement with this doll, died, and her spirit got stuck inside Mandy. Some people even say they've seen Mandy crying tears of blood. But let's be real, there is no hard evidence for any of that. It's probably just a spooky story that got out of hand. These days, Mandy's still at the Quesnel Museum, drawing in curious visitors from all over. If you ever find yourself in British Columbia, you might want to stop by the museum and pay Mandy a visit. Just don't be surprised if you feel a chill run down your spine when you look into those glassy eyes. And whatever you do, don't turn your back on her. You never know what Mandy might get up to when you're not looking. Is Mandy truly haunted, or is she just a lightning rod for our fears and imaginations? Either way, she's earned her place as one of the most notorious haunted dolls in history. And that is our creepy episode on haunted dolls. I really hope that you enjoyed these spine-chilling tales. From the Island of the Dolls' collective haunting to Mandy's technological terrors, these stories remind us that sometimes the most ordinary objects can hold the most extraordinary secrets. So the next time you come across an old doll in an antique shop or tucked away in your attic, take a minute to look into its eyes. Who knows what secrets it might be holding? And if you feel a chill run down your spine, well, maybe it's just your imagination. Or maybe, just maybe, you've stumbled upon the next great haunted doll story. If you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you did, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Send us your spooky stories and questions on Instagram, Facebook, or via email at hello@themediummatters.com. Head over to themediummatters.com/newsletter to join our absolutely free monthly newsletter where we talk about upcoming moon cycles, rituals for the seasons, everyday magic, and so much more. Don't forget to tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in October, because we're bringing all the tricks and treats and you don't want to miss out. Until next time, this is Chantel with the Media Matters reminding you to lock up all your toys if you want to sleep soundly. Sweet dreams.